For VWA, mobile.
Morning, Steve. KO4HKX.
How are you today on this lovely day?
Next stop. Just want to say hello.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Hey, just call me the Deer Slayer.
Another one.
Third one this year, two does, and I got a buck last night, a nice 7-point buck.
Well, good deal. That means you'll have some meat in the freezer.
My daughter has already laid claim to some of it. Well, you've already shot three now. You need to help us out a little bit. You know how that goes.
She'll get most of it.
That first one I took down was, every one of the deer I shot this year has been around 130 to 145 pounds. And they yield out about 45, 50 pounds of meat. So, I'll give her 50 pounds, but I'm going to hang on to 100.
Oh, that's pretty good sized deer for this area.
Last year, I got a 170-pound doe. And, 170 pounds was field dressed.
Eating good.
Deer been eating good. I put corn out for them.
Been eating a few years if she'd been that size.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you something. It's just like corn feeding a cow or grain feeding a cow, man. Shoot, that helps that meat taste good. So, do you see many deer up around your place?
I've seen some, but rifle season opens, I think, this weekend is when rifle season opens. Or it opened last weekend, so you can go Thanksgiving Day.
I believe rifle season opened up in October for us last month. We got so many deer down here, you see them on the side of the road where they've been hit with cars.
We only got like 3 weeks. It's not a very long rifle season. Now, bow season opened at the same time y'all did, but rifle season's only like 3 weeks long. So you got to get it when you can. And there's not much hunters up there because you got too many people that want to come in the woods and make sure you can't hunt.
Well, actually, come out there and rattle the woods where you cannot hunt. It was a ball-headed buck. Well, yeah, I thought I could take him down with some rock salt. Yeah.
I'd like to do that, but I'm not going to. I just quit even messing with hunting any kind of public land up there, and most of the privately owned land, unless you know them real well, they won't let you on. So there's not much hunting goes on like they're used to up around the house.
I'll tell you something. I haven't hunted in South Carolina what they call GMA. That's game management areas where they lease the land from the landowner and it becomes public hunting with a deer license. And let me tell you something. I showed up at 4 o'clock in the morning about 15 or 20 years ago, and it looked like Friday night at the Philo. And when I heard the beer cans hitting the pavement out at the road, I said, no. I just packed up my glad rags and got out of there, and I haven't been back to a GMA piece of property since.
I usually don't hunt it either. But up around the house, like I said, you got so much of it is national federal land, so much of the county, it's kind of hard not to if you're going to hunt at all. So, like I said, and most of the private landowners won't let you on their property unless you know them real well.
What's that going on up there? Do you blame them?
No, it's just like the land I bought. I'm not letting anybody hunt it.
I don't let anybody onto my place either. But then again, mine's not big enough to, it's just a little postage stamp compared to most. So, well, anyhow, I am blessed with what I got.
It's probably what I'll be doing this weekend if it's not raining. is hunting my property that I bought. On it, it's a different story.
Just kind of joshing you about rock salt. You know, if you call the game man, well, I don't know. These days, they won't do nothing to them. They might charge them with trespass if you push it hard enough, but probably won't even do that. They get away. It just seems like if you make a mistake in your hunting practice, they'll fine you and take you away and confiscate your weapon and your car. But on the other side, if they show up on your property, we'll just brush them off.
It does seem that way sometimes. But, Steve, I have arrived at my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3. You be careful whatever you're doing out there, and maybe I'll talk to you on down the log. If not, you have a happy Thanksgiving. KO4HX, and I'll be clear.
Patrick, have a good day, buddy, and I hope it's a prosperous one. And, hey,
don't eat all the turkey.